Banks surge, mergers face legal peril, and borrowers lose their footing. U.S. inflation fell to 3.5% in June, beating forecasts and marking the lowest reading since early 2024. The Federal Reserve's target remains 2%, but the direction is clearly favorable. The analytical question is, what is driving the decline? If supply chain normalization and the absorption of 2025 tariff-driven price shocks explain the drop, the disinflation is likely durable. If softening consumer demand as households exhaust savings is the primary driver, the signal is more concerning. Component-level data from the June CPI report will help distinguish between those scenarios. S&P futures sat at approximately 7,601 on Wednesday morning, up roughly 0.14%, essentially flat, suggesting markets treated the inflation number as already priced in. The headline market story was earnings, not macro data. Major banks reported results that crushed analyst estimates, driven by strong trading desk performance and a surge in deal-making fees. A volatile geopolitical environment in the Gulf amplifies commodity trading revenues, while a recovering mergers and acquisitions market, after years of suppression in a high-rate environment, has sent investment banking fees flowing again. The combination produced the kind of quarter that makes bank stocks move. 12 states, led by California Attorney General Rob Bonta, filed suit to block the approximately $110 billion Paramount-Warner Brothers Discovery merger, with Bonta arguing the deal would extinguish competition in Hollywood. Under the Sherman Act, however, large market share alone does not constitute an illegal monopoly. Plaintiffs must define a relevant market precisely and show the combined entity could control prices or exclude rivals within it. In a global streaming landscape that includes Netflix, Amazon, Disney, and Apple, establishing that a Paramount-WBD combination creates an illegal monopoly faces a genuinely high legal bar, even when the merger appears large. Trump-backed Freedom Fuel stations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, which debuted at a $3.47 per gallon price point, have already raised prices above that level within weeks of opening. A predictable consequence of gas prices being set by global commodity markets, distribution costs, and local taxes rather than operator branding. Reporting described the ownership structure of the 25 stations as opaque. A sweeping housing bill became law without Trump's signature, passing via the constitutional provision allowing unsigned legislation to take effect if the president neither signs nor vetoes within 10 days while Congress is in session. The bill addresses what advocates call one of the most acute domestic economic crises. Home affordability has deteriorated sharply since 2020. Nearly 1 million student loan borrowers are simultaneously leaving the SAVE repayment plan, with approximately 20% of departing borrowers moving into older income-driven repayment frameworks, also scheduled for elimination by 2028, setting up a second wave of forced transitions.